That's Kurt Kabowski. Kicks it into the corner. She's going to Morrell in the post. He goes up, does a little pump fake, misses the rebound, misses the shot. Can't bring in the rebound, and here comes Gage Frank for Sandusky. Frank slows it down, nearly stolen, gets it over to Chase Bowles, goes right down to the lane, goes up for the shot. They say he was fouled on the way, but it was on the floor. So this will be the first team foul against the Ubley Bearcats on the night. Fouls on number 32, Gabe Messing. His first, team's first. So it's Sandusky ball underneath their own hoop on the right side of your radio. Feeds it in to 33, Jacob Laseski. Now out to Bullis on the right wing. Being guarded by Sweeney, goes into the free throw line, checks one up. No good, and Sweeney brings it in. Here come the Bearcats. That's 4-on-4. Sweeney tries to thread the needle, goes right out of bounds. Jeff Wright couldn't hang on to it. And it's Sandusky ball, 90 feet from their own hoop, left to right across the radio. Sandusky in the white uniforms, red outline and red lettering, and predominantly all black shoes for the entire team.
Sandusky's going to be facing Ubley's 1-3-1 zone.
Frank over to Bullis on the left wing, now into the corner to 32 Bullis. Takes the three, no good, bounces out of bounds, Ubley ball.
One thing about a 1-3-1 zone, it's very difficult to get the to clear the rebound. And that one, of course, hit the rim, went out of bounds, and Ubley ball.
Here comes Nick Sweeney across the timeline, dribbling to his right. 6.5 to play in the first. It's Ubley 3-0. Morrell going to work inside the paint. Double team, goes up for the shot, short. And rebound by Bullis. Here comes Sandusky. It's a 5-on-5. Bullis goes right into the lane, gets rejected by the bottom of the rim, and right for Ubley brings it in. In transition, at the top of the key, drives right down to the right block, picks up his dribble, back out to Kabowski, feeds it in to Gabe Messing, and he resets the offense. He goes into the lane, and we have a whistle. Looks like it's going to be an on the arm. And Ubley will get the ball on the side. Fouls against number 3, Mark Dreyer for Sandusky, his first. And Sandusky's first. Kabowski passing this one in to Gabe Messing, top of the key. Over to the right wing to Sweeney, being guarded closely by Frank. Down to the baseline, takes the jump shot, fading away, no good. Rebound last tipped by Ubley, and out of bounds, Sandusky ball.
Right now the difference in this ball game is a 3-point shot from Nick Sweeney.
It's the only points of the night. It's 3-0 Bearcats with 5:45 left in the first. Frank over to Coates. Now to Laseski on the left wing. Mark Dreyer dribbles down to the baseline, kicks it back out to Dreyer. Laseski. Now Laseski feeds it into the left elbow to Bullis. Gage Frank, left wing, being double teamed. Now back to the corner to Gage Frank, the left wing again. Sweeney all over him, coming out in the zone. Over for the three from the right wing from Dylan Coates. Bounces once and rebound by Morrell with ease. Here come the Bearcats, leading 3-0. Low scoring affair here. We've gone about 2.5 minutes before the only points of the night. Gabe Messing with the ball. In between the block and the elbow, goes up for the layup. Jump shot, this one's good. Gets the shooter's touch. It makes it 5-0 Ubley. And Gage Frank over to Laseski, left wing into the corner. To Dreyer for three, this one's no good. Rebound Sandusky though, the jump shot just inside the three from the right corner. From Bullis is no good, and Messing brings in the rebound. Pulls up from the free throw line. This one's off the back of the cylinder. Rebound Bullis. Here comes Sandusky one more time. Bullis picks up his dribble over to Frank now, trying to get some offense going. Not much there. Bullis takes the, Laseski takes a three from the left wing, and it's no good. Rebounded by Morrell. Here comes Sweeney. Quite a quiet crowd from both sides here. In fact, Sandusky doesn't even pull out the stands behind the benches anymore. 4:09 left in the first. Ubley 5-0. Morrell with a turnaround jump shot in between the block and the elbow, and this one's good. Nice looking shot there from the big man for Ubley. It's 7-0 Bearcats. Down to the block from the right side. Goes up. Dylan Coates goes up, and he gets rejected out of bounds. And it's Sandusky ball underneath their own hoop. Sandusky still has not scored. Dylan Coates now feeds it into the right corner to Gage Frank, and he resets the offense at the top. He takes a three, it's up, and no good. Rebound, Morrell. Morrell is about the tallest player out there by about 5 inches. Now over to Kabowski in the right wing. Back up to Sweeney at the top. Dribbles right down, takes a jump shot floater from the left side, rims all the way around and no good. Morrell brings in the rebound, is rejected by Bauer with the backboard, and here comes Sandusky. And when Bullis went into the lane, he tried to do a crossover. Instead, he carried the ball, and now we have a couple substitutions, one for each team. Number 34 for Ubley. That's Tyler Brandel. He replaces Morrell. And sitting down for Sandusky is Dylan Coates, replaced by Tyler Wedge.
If Ubley scores on this possession, I would imagine that Coach Pennington for Sandusky is going to be calling a timeout.
It's 7-0 Ubley with 3:13 left in the first quarter. Sweeney on the right wing being guarded by Frank. Still dribbling. The long 2 foot was on the line, off the mark, rebounded by the number 34 for Ubley, Tyler Brandel, and he gets it through. First 2 points for him. It's now 9-0 Ubley. Here comes Sandusky. Into the high post to Bullis. Back out to Lasewski. Into the left corner to Wedge. Back up to Frank. Not much of an offensive threat here for the Redskins tonight as Frank dribbles into the paint. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound by Bullis. He goes up and he's fouled. So Chase Bullis will be heading the line for the first free throws tonight from either team. It'll be his second team foul on Ubley.
Right, he's at 32, right?
And number 32, Gabe Messing, is charged with a foul. And in fact, that's his second. So some early foul trouble for Gabe Messing and the Bearcats. As Bulls is at the line shooting two, and the first one is up, and it's good. Sandusky finally on the board with 1 point. Morrell checks out, checks back in, replaces Jeff Wright, Gabe Messing as well. In there for Ubley is Kyle Rumzik. So out there for Ubley, we have Rumzik, Morrell, Tyler Brandel, Nick Sweeney, and Kurt Kabosky. Second free throw from Bullis is no good, and here comes Ubley.
The first free throw was a big one because that saved that timeout, Clark.
It's 9-1, Ubley leads by 8. Morrell goes to work in the right block, misses his first shot. He goes up for the second one after getting his own rebound, and he is fouled, so he now heads to the line. The second team foul on Sandusky. Goes against number 32, Chase Bowles, his first. At the line, shooting two, the big man, Trenton Morrell. First one's good, and it looks smooth. Morrell has 3 points in the night. And now Ubley's in double digits at 10-1. And the second free throw is no good. Rebound by Sandusky, number 50. He's new into the game. That's Dalton Oki. Over to Gage Frank. Back to Bowles, top of the key. Over to the right wing to Lasewski. Back up to Bowles. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it down to Oki for the layup from the right side. This one's good. Dylan Oki gives Sandusky the first field goal for him. It's now Sandusky 3, Ubley 10 by 7.
That's the presence that Sandusky needed, was a big guy in there.
Minute 48 left in the first. 10-3 Ubley. Sweeney gets a pick set by Morrell. He dribbles right into the lane, kicks it out to Kabosky for 3 from the left wing. Rims in and out, no good, and still loose. And Morrell brings it in for Ubley, back into the hands of Sweeney. He takes a 3 from about 3 feet behind. This one's off the mark. Rebound by Brandel. He puts up the layup. This one's no good. Rebound Bullis for Sandusky. Here comes the Redskins. Gage Frank, the point guard, trying to get something going here. He gets it stripped by Sweeney. Sweeney on the floor, gets it to Morrell, and actually Gage Frank steals it, and Brandel there for Ubley's there to save it.
That looked like a popcorn machine. It really did.
Now top of the key is number 20. Kyle Rumzik for Ubley. Feeds into Sweeney in the left corner, and he took a shuffle of his feet before he drive to the lane, and that's a disco night traveling. And Sandusky ball 90 feet from their own hoop. We have less than a minute, 59.5 seconds left in the first. It's Ubley 10, Sandusky 3.
Ubley has dropped down to a 2-3 zone now.
Frank at the top of the key, over to the right wing, to Lasewski, back up to Frank. Over to the right, left corner is Bullis inside for the long two, and this one's good. Chase Bowles with a field goal. He now has 3 points and cuts the lead down to 5 for the Bearcats. 10-5, 32 seconds left in the first quarter. Ubley going for the last shot. Over to